Hello, and welcome back to another Bakudeku fanfiction reading. Today I'm going to be reading Chapter 8 of What's a Little Kink Exploration Between Friends by Tumbleweed Chaser on Archive of Our Own. If you haven't seen the previous episodes, I highly recommend you do so, because this episode gets it into the plot more. So, yeah, stuff will make more sense, if you know.
Chapter 8. Semi-Public.
That evening, Katsuki was playing a first-person shooter game. Kirishima, Sero, and Kaminari chatting information through his headset as they battled some uncoordinated, unsuspecting group of teens. Curled up on the other end of the sofa was Izuku, content to read his book and simply enjoy being alone together. At some point, Izuku had wriggled his cold feet under Katsuki's thighs, an old habit. It was a typical evening for them, sharing their time and space together long before any kink quirk had brought them physically closer. Perhaps now they touched more, hands on shoulders or smalls of each other's backs, ruffling each other's hair.
"Fucking tools," Katsuki said, grinning cockily at the victory emblem on the screen. "Shit was too easy."
Izuku smiled as the blonde laughed at whatever his friends had to say on the other side. His phone chimed and then chimed again, and then a third time in quick succession. Thumbing his place in his book, he reached for the phone on the coffee table, feet shifting under Katsuki and causing the blonde to glance over and then stick his tongue out childishly. Izuku rolled his eyes but returned the gesture as he shifted back onto the sofa. The texts were from Uraraka. She and Sue had run into Ashido, and the girls had quickly discovered both groups of friends were all miraculously off work that evening, a rare event given their career field. Deku pulled a foot out of its warm spot to nudge Katsuki. "The girls want to go out to the bar tonight. You guys interested?"
"Shidehe just asked the same thing," said Bakugo. "You in?"
"I think it would be fun," Izuku said.
"You?"
"Sure."
Even Izuku could hear the raucous cheer of the blonde's friends. The bar was a popular spot for people working in the hero industry. Pros, techs, agents, and secretaries alike enjoyed the hole in the wall because their owner guaranteed their privacy. They kept out the paparazzi, kept the television on sports, never letting the news dampen the relaxed atmosphere. The music was varied but always easy to move to. Drinks were decently priced, and the few menu items available were good. Still, it was a bar, which meant it was crowded and loud and not Bakugo's favorite place to hang out. He rarely joined the others unless it was a special occasion, and he was admittedly in a damn good mood after having a fantastic lay every day for a week. He'd thrown on a baggy pair of pants, a black t-shirt, and his signature combat boots. Izuku had dashed off to get dressed the second Katsuki agreed to go, and when he'd seen him emerge from his bedroom, the blonde had almost changed his mind about going, instead wanting to spend the evening in the same manner they had the rest of their week. The green-haired man had tamed his hair slightly, sweeping it back so his eyes weren't hidden, eyeliner and lip gloss on once more, a pair of tight, forest green skinny jeans that accentuated his ass, and a black tank with the signature orange Ground Zero X across the chest. Katsuki had legitimately growled at the sight, cock filling in his pants.
"Didn't know you owned my merch."
Izuku smiled and approached the blonde. "I have lots of your merch, but you used to get mad when I wore your shirts, so I always put a hoodie over them."
"That's so."
"Mm-hmm," Izuku said, leaning into Katsuki's face. "Thought you might not get mad this time."
"Definitely like the way you look in my colors, baby," Katsuki said, leaning down to kiss Izuku, deepening it when Izuku moaned into his mouth.
Izuku pulled back with a giggle.
"Did you know they sell Ground Zero lingerie?"
Katsuki froze at that.
"It's even in my size,"
Izuku added coyly with a wink before walking past the blonde to put his shoes on, a light spank to Katsuki's butt. "We're gonna be late." The question of Izuku's underwear was the only thing on Katsuki's mind the entire trip to the bar, certainly something he'd never contemplated before. Thinking back, the lingerie he'd worn the other night was Katsuki's colors, but he didn't remember ever approving a lingerie line. Fuck if he cared who was making it, though, when Izuku was the one buying it. When they reached the bar, Katsuki held the door open for Izuku, hand naturally falling to the small of his back to guide him through the door. They didn't hold hands, but they stuck close together as they made their way to the large corner table their friends had procured for the large group. Sue, Ida, Todoroki, Kaminari, and Saro sat at the table enjoying drinks as they gossiped. Following Ida's gaze, it wasn't hard to spot Ashido and Ochako out on the dance floor, and just past them, Kirishima ordering at the bar.
Bakugo! Midoriya!
Kaminari was the first to greet them.
Glad you guys came out!
Beside him, Saro snickered, Sue elbowing him sharply.
It's good to see you, Karo.
It's been too long,
Todoroki agreed, his ever-passive tone in place even as he scooted further in on the round bench seat to let the newcomer sit down. Katsuki slid in first, a grunt of acknowledgement, already annoyed with the atmosphere and the company despite his good mood. But when Izuku placed a hand on his forearm, he couldn't help the hint of a smile when he looked to his green-haired companion.
I'm gonna go get a drink. Whiskey neat?
Just a beer, Katsuki answered.
You got it,
and Izuku was off.
Oh, thank fuck you two are finally public, said Saro.
Katsuki turned to scowl at him.
Public about what?
The question was greeted with a couple of confused looks, an awkward laugh from Kaminari, a strange, uncomfortable cough from Ida.
About dating, Todoroki said, never one to recognize a social faux pas.
Huh?
Katsuki replied harshly.
We aren't fucking dating!
And if his response was more aggressive because he wished it was true, well, that was a feeling he could wrestle with later, when he didn't have idiots to correct.
Dude,
Kaminari said with an ingratiating smile.
It's cool, man. We've all known for, like, ever that you two were into each other. We're all just glad you aren't keeping it a secret anymore.
The actual fuck are you talking about, Pikachu?
Suyu answered in his stead, her calming but blunt demeanor perfect for the oncoming explosion of aggression.
You two started dating a long time ago, didn't you? After Izuku broke up with... what was her name? Sakura?
Katsuki felt his eye twitch.
That was literally 2 years ago. He's publicly had another partner since then.
Wasn't that just a media match?
Asked Sue.
Set up by his agency?
No, that wasn't a media match, Katsuki growled, having to deal with Izuku's last annoyance of a boyfriend. He'd been beyond grateful when Izuku had dumped him.
But, Kaminari started to say, and then the entire table sunk into a deep, perplexed thought. Finally, the electric blonde spoke again.
So, let me get this straight. You and Izuku aren't dating?
I already said that, you fuckhead.
And you've never dated? Todoroki asked.
No,
Katsuki answered sharply, even more frustrated now.
Huh, Saro said.
What's everyone so confused about? Izuku asked, appearing at the table and surprising everyone. Katsuki saw him standing there, wearing his colors, coming to the bar with him from their apartment, and though the others didn't know, he considered that Izuku had woken him up that morning for sex after sleeping in Katsuki's bed. They ate meals together, paid bills together, did chores together. They were each other's emergency contact numbers. Bakugo hadn't steadily dated in years. Izuku's last serious relationship had been with that Sakura chick, and the breakup had been nasty and public, the girl trying to turn it into a publicity stunt. Izuku and that Ren guy had only dated for a month or so shortly after, and then his roommate had become virtually celibate.
Fuck, Katsuki said, realizing how their friends had made such a massive miscalculation.
Wrong kind of beer? Izuku asked, head quirking to the side and holding the bottle to look at the label.
No, it's right. Just give me the beer, Katsuki stumbled to say.
He could feel the little blush on his face.
You okay?
Izuku asked, scooching in to sit beside him.
I'm fine, he said, taking a large gulp of his beer.
Katsuki tried to stay calm, but internally, he was realizing that he and Izuku were practically married already and neither of them had noticed it.
Add their recent intimacy and Katsuki's overwhelming realization that he was in love with Izuku, and honestly, it was getting a little hard to keep shoving everything aside. And Sue, bless her frog heart, read the internal panic and steered them into an easy conversation about who the fuck cares, so Katsuki could try and panic and sulk into his beer without interruption. The blonde couldn't say how much time passed before Ochako came and dragged Midoriya and Kaminari onto the dance floor where Ashida was beckoning them, Kirishima tagging out of dancing to come sit in Izuku's place. The second Izuku was out of earshot, Sarah was talking. Did you know Midoriya and Bakugo aren't dating?
What?
Katsuki groaned. Would you extras drop this shit? Ida, the fucker, was the one to call out his bullshit denial. It's obvious you both care about each other. When you two entered, you were both casually touching each other as a couple would. As your friends, we were excited to see you were both willing to go public after all this time, having misread the nature of your relationship. My apologies for making that assumption. That said, Bakugo, it's clear that you two have become closer in some way since the last time we were all together, and it's clear you care immensely about him. Perhaps, if I may be bold to suggest, you should ask Midoriya out? The blonde wanted to yell, tell him to shut up, but the stuck-up fucker was right. Damn it. Bro, I know Midoriya cares about you too. You should definitely ask him out, Kirishima encouraged. Katsuki frowned into his now empty beer bottle. Izuku, he sighed heavily. Izuku is under the influence of a quirk right now. That's all. I've just been helping him out. A quirk? Kirishima asked. Like a sex quirk? Asked Sero, because he's been eye-fucking you all night. He has not. He has been, though, Todoroki confirmed. You were just too busy being in crisis to notice. Katsuki clicked his tongue in annoyance. Whatever.
But what about the last year and a half? Literally everyone thought you two were dating. Sue prodded.
Not our fault you idiots jumped to the wrong conclusion, Katsuki defended, angry and irritated.
Okay, bro, so we were wrong, Kirishima conceded. But like...
But what, shitty hair?
Aren't you kind of possessive of him? Like, I've seen you move in when someone is chatting him up or, like, glare at people checking him out.
I do not, Katsuki barked, because he certainly never did those things. At least, he didn't think he did.
No need to get defensive, dude. Sarah tried to calm him. We just want you to be happy. And then, because he apparently couldn't keep his mouth shut. And if this is about the sex thing, no one cares if you're a bottom dude. Izuku is hot. A little explosion went off in Katsuki's palm. Of course, everyone thought Izuku was some kind of top, if they only knew what a subby little slut he actually was. Honestly, he didn't even care if people thought he bottomed, but it annoyed him that their supposed friends had misread literally every aspect of their relationship. Fuck this, I'm getting a stronger drink.
He shoved at Kirishima until the redhead moved out of his way so he could escape to the bar where he sat himself on a stool, ordered a whiskey, and kept his eyes on the amber liquid, decidedly not letting them stray to the mirrored bar where he could see Izuku dancing with the others. His phone buzzed in his pocket, so he fished it out to find a text from Kirishima.
Sorry, bro, we'll shut up about it. But if you want him, you should go after him.
On the dance floor, Izuku was two cocktails in and letting Mina teach him some new dance that involved a lot of hip thrusting and putting his hands in his hair. He rolled his torso again and smiled at the pink-haired hero.
Like this?
Yeah, boy, get it!
Ashido cheered.
Uh-oh, Ochako giggled. Looks like your boyfriend is mad again.
He looked toward where she'd gestured, seeing Kachan angrily stomp towards the bar to sit down with tense shoulders. He'd been in such a good mood earlier. Izuku couldn't help but wonder what the others had said to him to get him so worked up. Then Ochako's words caught up to him. Izuku stopped dancing to state, with some embarrassment, "Kachan isn't my boyfriend." "Oh, honey," Mina laughed. "We've all known forever. You don't have to keep hiding it."
"No, really, we aren't together."
Kaminari wrapped a hand around Izuku's shoulder.
Katsuki said the same thing at the table.
The girls seemed to need a moment for their alcohol-addled brains to process what they'd just been told.
What?
They both shouted, disrupting several nearby dancers. Izuku was focused on Kaminari, though.
You asked Kachan if we were dating?
We were congratulating y'all for going public, Kaminari explained. He was shocked that we all thought you two had been dating for the past year or two.
Year or two? Izuku screeched.
Izuku? Ochako said, concern lacing her voice. Are you okay? Midoriya was not okay. He could feel the beginnings of a panic attack quickly taking over, his breath getting harder to catch as adrenaline began to flood to his body.
I need a minute.
He darted away, headed for the bathroom he knew was a single stall and hoping it was empty. He gracefully slipped into the bathroom, and muttered, "Pardon me," as he slipped past the man exiting the space. Once inside, he rushed to the sink to turn on the cold water. He was just dripping his hands into the stream when he was interrupted.
Gonna ruin your pretty makeup if you do that.
Izuku glanced up to see Katsuki's reflection in the mirror. He was leaning against the door, hands in his pockets, looking obnoxiously casual. Naturally, Izuku decided to flick the water off his fingers towards the blonde.
Oi, watch it, brat.
Izuku dipped his hand in again, but this time lifted the cool water to the back of his neck. Behind him, he heard Katsuki sigh and then step closer.
You okay?
I'm fine.
No, Izuku shook his head. Not really.
What happened? Katsuki asked, hand reaching out to run over Izuku's back soothingly. Shutting the water off, Izuku turned around, leaning his butt against the sink, enjoying the anchoring touch of Katsuki's hand now resting on his hip, the other coming up to pet at his hair.
Did you know they all thought we'd been dating for 2 years?
Katsuki scoffed.
Asked you too, huh? Don't worry about those idiots.
And that hurt for some reason, but Izuku didn't know why.
Do you really...
Katsuki started and then stopped himself, like he didn't really want to ask the question, or perhaps didn't want the answer.
Do I really what?
Izuku could see the combating thoughts flicker across Katsuki's face. When Katsuki said,
"Do you really not know how fucking hot you look tonight?"
He knew that wasn't really what the blonde had originally wanted to ask. But a bar bathroom wasn't the place for heavy conversation, Izuku supposed. And, well, the quirk never seemed to care where he was so long as Katsuki was on his mind.
"Oh, I know," Izuku answered with a cocky grin. "Was hoping to get someone's attention."
Katsuki moved in closer.
"Well, you've got it, baby."
They leaned into each other, and the kiss that came was anything but soft. All teeth and tongue, Katsuki pressing into Izuku, lifting the shorter man by his thighs to set him on the ceramic sink behind him. Izuku wasn't sure what had Katsuki riled up, but he could feel the other man working a mark on his neck, one hand reaching up under his tank top to tweak a nipple, the other stroking his cock over his already too tight jeans.
Kachan, somebody could come in,
Izuku protested, but the reality was that the thought of being caught like this with Katsuki was thrilling beyond anything else they'd done.
"Don't worry, baby," Katsuki said. "Unlike you, I know how to use the lock."
Izuku would have protested, but Katsuki pinched his nipple and bit the little spot behind his ear, so all he managed to do was moan wantonly.
"Barely touched you yet, already moaning like a whore."
Izuku whimpered, arms latching around Katsuki's shoulders as the blonde unzipped the shorter man's jeans and worked them down over his hips. The blonde looked down to see Izuku's hardened cock pressing against black lace, the shape of a grenade in the delicate pattern all too clear. He let his thumb trace over the little orange string bordering the triangle of fabric, following it over Izuku's hip and back to his ass.
"You wearing a thong for me?"
Yes, sir.
Thanks to the sink's basin, it wasn't hard for Katsuki to access Izuku's entrance, loose enough from the day's previous activities to put a finger in without causing pain.
"Need lube," Izuku said,
followed by a desperate little whimper as Kotsky toyed with his rim with a second finger.
Lucky for you, I came prepared, just in case my slutty baby needed me before we got home.
All right, so Kotsky had made an excuse to go grab the packet after Izuku hinted about his underwear. So sue him. At the moment, his dick-motivated thought was proving to be a stroke of genius. It hardly took much work to have Izuku ready for him, already stretched out as he was. Soon he was manhandling the little sub onto his dick, holding him up to his thighs as Izuku wrapped his arms around Kotsky's shoulders.
"Get to work, baby," Kotsky demanded.
Izuku moaned in response, enjoying the warm breath by his ear and the deep voice resonating through his chest. He began to rock his hips as best he could, abs doing all the work to move himself on Kotsky's shaft. It felt amazing, but it wasn't nearly enough, and the Dom knew it. He was too pleased by the needy little noises and desperate moans to want to help Izuku find release anytime soon.
"Can't believe those extras think I'm bottoming for you,"
Kotsky whispered into Izuku's ear, licked at the shell.
"They all think you're a top," Kotsky scoffed.
"Imagine if they walked through that door right now." Izuku moaned loudly, the thought of their friends finding them like this, with Kotsky gripping his thighs hard enough to bruise as Izuku desperately tried to get himself off on Kotsky's cock.
"They can't even fathom what a needy little cock slut you are," Kotsky continued, each insult making Izuku thrust a little harder, try to get a little deeper.
"They wouldn't be able to take your eyes off you, baby," Kotsky said.
"Fucking gorgeous, especially like this, working so hard for me, so desperate."
Kotsky felt the wet drip of tears on his neck. A little sob racked through Izuku.
"Color, baby?"
"Green, green, green, green," Izuku chanted. Kotsky chuckled at the desperation.
"Oh, you like the idea of them seeing you like this. Fuck, the way you move, they'd probably want to turn with this perfect ass of yours."
He heard another sob mixed in with the moans, felt clenching around his dick as Izuku's efforts were slowing down, the position too difficult to continue. He shook his head even as he laid it in the crook of Kotsky's neck.
"That's right, baby," the blonde continued. "Those extras aren't allowed to fuck you."
Finally, much to Izuku's relief, Kotsky went to work, lifting and dropping Izuku onto his cock as he thrust upward, driving hard into Izuku's prostate.
"Only I get to fuck you. Isn't that right, baby?"
"Yes, sir. Yes, yes, yes."
"This ass belongs to me," Kotsky continued, his orgasm growing closer. "You're mine. Got that, baby?"
"Yours," the sub moaned. "Yours, sir. Yours, yours. Oh, fuck." Izuku came, hard, relatively untouched, his cum making a mess of Kotsky's shirt, ass clenching tight around the blonde, who came himself from the sudden pressure, a long groan of pleasure as Izuku milked him for every drop. Kotsky pulled himself out and placed Izuku's bare ass on the sink, let him drip cum onto the cold ceramic below. It took some time for them to even their breaths out, then to clean up. They didn't talk or cuddle like normal, the location not really working for it. The blonde had managed to get most of the mess off his shirt, relying on the black fabric and dark bar to prevent the spot from being obvious. Izuku was looking at his phone, frowning at whatever he saw there.
"You good?" Kotsky asked.
Izuku tore his eyes from his phone, gave a polite smile. "Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm ready to go home, though. I'll just tell the girls I had a panic attack."
"Okay," Kotsky agreed, though he could sense something was off.
"Let's go home."
You don't have to come back now if you don't want to."
Kotsky stepped closer, pulled Izuku's head to his chest.
"I want to go home with you, okay?"
He kissed the top of Izuku's head.
"Don't worry about those extras. We're whatever we want to be, okay?"
Izuku nodded slightly, his face buried in Kotsky's pecs. The blonde gave him a tight hug and then guided him to the door, where they were met with a pissed-off hipster-looking guy who cussed and pushed past them. Katsuki led Izuku straight out of the bar, ignoring their friends entirely until they were outside. Only then did he text Kirishima to say Izuku wanted to head home and they were leaving. Izuku himself was texting an excuse to the girls. That night, they slept in separate beds, not having the excuse of the dirty bedding. Katsuki struggled to sleep, thinking of Izuku's desperate chanting of, "Yours," but knowing it was nothing more than empty words in the midst of quirk-enhanced sex. The thought left him feeling hollow. Across the hall, Izuku contemplated how much he wanted the same words to be true. I very much hope you enjoyed this reading. If you did, be sure to check out some of the others I've done. A link to the fanfiction will be in the description. New stuff goes up every Wednesday and Friday, and sometimes in between. And if you want to see more like this, give a recommendation, feedback, or just say hi, you can send me an email or leave a comment. And specifically for recommendations, I have a form, which you can access at the description of all of my YouTube videos. And if you need the form, and you don't have YouTube or whatever, you can just send me an email. I'll always respond. And, yeah. Have a great day, and there's something else. Oh, yeah, if you want to see more like this, no, I got this. Hold on. I can remember. The describe. If you like my content and you want to see more, you can follow, you can subscribe, you can do whatever works for you. And, yeah, have a great day, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!